All right. A lot of people talk about whether it's too late to get into live streaming. And usually the people that would bring that up are people who haven't done it yet. And it's just one of yet another limiting belief that keeps them from getting started. Okay. And we're going to talk about that today, that it's whether it's too late or not to get into live streaming, because I think for a lot of people, it's a serious limiting belief. They feel like they see other live streamers out there who are crushing it with live streaming. They haven't even gotten started yet. Where do they begin? Why should they begin when everyone else is so far along they've missed the boat? And you know what I say to that? Nonsense.
You are listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. This is the place where the most talented online live video personalities and marketers share what works for them as live video becomes the most effective megaphone to the world man has ever known. Without further ado, here is your host, Todd.Live.
Live streaming is in its infancy, folks. It's a baby. It's new. Yeah, it's been around for, in the sense that we all know it, where you can go live on Facebook, go live on YouTube, go live on Instagram, whatever. I mean, we're talking it's you know, what, 4 or 5 years maybe? Maybe not even that long for some of them. Facebook Live, I don't even think it's been 5 years. I don't think it's been 4 years since Facebook Live started. Maybe it has. But it hadn't been that long. And I know you're going to get old timer live video guys that have been doing the internet since before the internet existed, who are going to say, well, I've been live streaming since I went for live for the first time in 1998. Okay, great. But for most people, we're talking 2015, 2016, when live video really started kind of happening for people. You know, technology got to the point where you can go live with your cell phones and the data was there and the signal was there. And I mean, it's all kind of come together since about 2015, 2016. And yeah, that's 3 or so years or so. But think about human evolution. Think about how long people have been here and how long we've been communicating and how long have we had paper to write on? How long have we had a phone? I mean, when did the first telephone come out? In the 40s? Well, no, it would have been earlier than that. Oh, it would have been in the 1800s. Let's see. I'm going to put in my computer right here. First phone, 1876. The first telephone call. What were the first words ever spoken on the telephone? They were spoken by Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone, when he made the first call on March 10th, 1876, to his assistant, Thomas Watson. Quote, Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you. Okay. So we're talking about 150 years, roughly, since the telephone. So 150 years. Well, think about that. The live video has been around 3 years. And the internet's been around in a consumer capacity roughly 25 years, 1995, 1994 maybe, 93 maybe, so 27 years perhaps. Infancy, folks, this is all new. You might not be the first live video streamer out there, but who cares? Things are moving quick, though. You don't want to get complacent and rely on this excuse for a long time. Even 5 or 10 years from now, it's still going to be probably considered in a lot of ways in its infancy. Okay, this is new. Our ability to communicate with a cell phone with live video or with our computer with live video is evolving very, very quickly. The technology is evolving very quickly. And those of us as humans who are taking advantage of it are evolving quickly. This is the new thing, folks. Whether you like it or not, whether you went to college to become a broadcaster, that's another limiting belief. Oh, I wasn't trained to be a broadcaster. Quit using that one if you're using that one. Okay? No one came out of the womb trained to be a broadcaster. And a lot of people went through heavy training to become a broadcaster and never became one. And a lot of people had less training to become a broadcaster and became a fantastic broadcaster. So you just have to get started and see what you have to work with and how you can develop your skills and your confidence. But it's never too late, folks. Never.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and on facebook.com/todd.livepage. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live.